from coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Hello and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zar, and I've been focusing on some kind of rarer remixes for the last couple weeks, I think. Some remixes that have vanished or, you know, disappeared off into the internet. Some of them might be easier to find than others, but most of them are on an old site called VG Mix, which has gone up and down a few times over the past couple years. And these are from back maybe around 2002, 2003, that kind of range. And they could still be out there if you look for them, but this next one is just one that kind of stuck out to me, and it's not like it doesn't really expand on the original theme very much, but it's more that this remix captures a very evocative mood to me. And this mood kind of exactly captures what I felt when I first made it to this area in this game. And it's not like the most expansive or, you know, it doesn't have like a whole lot of interpretation, but to me, like, just the way that it really captured the mood of that area for me just made me hang on to this remix for a very long time. Well, this is by a remixer known as Bitmap. This is from Chrono Trigger, and this is called Chronological Healing. Was Chronological Healing by Bitmap, originally from Chrono Trigger. I really like the rain sounds in that. It gives it a nice atmospheric feel, I think. But this next one is one from a personal favorite series of mine. I love this game, I love this music, I love all the music from this game, and there's so very few remixes for it out there, which is a real shame, I think. And so this one is one of my favorites, because, again, one of the very few that exists. And I've always loved this remixer's work. He does wonderful things with the piano, and it really fit with this remix. And I remember in the original description, he wrote up that when he was taking piano lessons as a kid, whenever he had like a break between exercises or whatever, he would go and play this game for a little bit, as long as he could, until he got called back to do more exercises, that kind of thing. And so I always had a lot of fondness for it, and especially this theme, and he really expands on it a lot, which is really nice because the original theme was pretty simple, really, all things considered. But this version of ours was very fond of, and I really love it. And it's one of the things I got off of VG Mix that I'm so glad I was there to get. But you might be able to find it nowadays. I think he has a website. Not exactly positive, though. But either way, this is by The Wingless. This is from Quest for Glory 1, and this is Candleborn. That was Candleborn by Wingless, originally from Quest for Glory 1. It's the music that played in the Fairy Ring. God, I love that game so much. You don't even know. But anyway, we'll be back for more after these messages.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the screaming of the great men.
Double their dumb.
Double your sentiment, your merriment. Double your moment of fun. Double your delightment with the right men.
I friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. 2 for the price of 1. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Czar. And for me, there's some leeway to a remix given just its source material to me. It's kind of like, what's the saying, beggars can't be choosers? And to an extent, just the novelty of somebody doing a remix from a game itself will, to me, forgive some of the quality sometimes, to be like, oh my god, somebody finally remixed this. Well, this isn't really that good, but I don't even care, that kind of thing. And that's not really the case exactly with this one, but it is to an extent. This remix is, it's pretty simple, but it's also, it has a really nice mood to it. You know, it's just, it really kind of captures that very cold feeling that I got through most of this game. It really does that, but to me the real impact of this remix is that it's from a game that almost nobody I know has heard of, and almost nobody I know has ever played. And this game was kind of a big thing for me as a kid. I used to play this game a lot. I never got anywhere really in it, but I did used to play it, and the music just kind of lingers in the back of my head, so hearing this is a really, you know, really pretty cool. And it really just brings me back to those days when I was playing this and had no idea what I was doing. Alright, I found this on VG Mix a very long time ago. This is from Ultima Underworld 2. This is by Orky Bash, and this is Darkness and Ice. Thank you. That was Darkness and Ice by Orky Bash, originally from Ultima Underworld 2. There was so much of that game that seemed to take place in the ice for me. That's really all I remember from it. But anyway, the game was very complicated. But it's really interesting to see remixes from it. They're very, very rare. You have no idea. That's the only one I've ever seen, actually. But this next one is one that actually might be on OC Remix, which means you might be able to find it at ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. And I think this one might have made it there. It wouldn't surprise me if it did. Remixes like this on VGMix were very rare. VGMix tended to, or at least back when I was on it, VGMix tended to focus more on kind of dance remixes, a lot of techno versions, occasionally really bad rap versions. And there were not a lot of people that had the ability to really pull off an orchestral arrangement and do it well. And that doesn't really surprise me necessarily, because a lot of people on VGMix back then were, you know, just amateurs kind of goofing around. But there were a few remixers that did put out orchestral remixes that, you know, eventually got picked up and put on OC Remix sometimes, like Avian's To Brinstar. And this one, I think, would have qualified. And I know that this remixer's gotten other stuff on OC before. So this one might be up there. But either way, I like this. There's a lot of orchestral versions of music from this game. But this music always, you know, kind of goes back a very long time to me, because I can so clearly remember my brothers playing this game on our old NES, you know. I can remember it, I can hear the music, and just any kind of, this has a nice, you know, solemn kind of serious sound to it that I like, and, you know, this music does actually tend to lend itself to it very well. And it goes through a couple of different themes, if I remember it. But, either way, I don't know if you could probably, but you might be able to find this on OC Remix. This is from Dragon Warrior, this is by Russell Cox, and this is Journey of Solitude.
Thank you.
That was Russell Cox with Journey of Solitude, originally from Dragon Warrior, and this, we'll be back with more after these messages.
It sits there looking like a candy bar in a nice orange wrapper, right? Reese's Nutrageous. Then you take a bite and it blows your eyeballs to Pluto, kicks your ribs to the roof of your mouth, pounds your taste buds into a simpering puddle of pulp and leaves you for dead. Want one, don't ya? Reese's Nutrageous. So loaded.
Chocolate?
Caramel Reese's Peanut
Butter. You don't eat it, you survive it.
Hi, down here, it's your mouth. Listen up, let's get some things straight, okay? A, I'm not a bottle opener, all right? B, wait until the pizza cools down. I'm tired of having the roof peel for 3 days. And for Pete's sake, buy me some Coolman Listerine. It's proven to kill the germs that can cause gingivitis, which, by the way, 2 out of 3 mouths get before we're 25. So get some, huh? Otherwise, you might find me, your mouth, saying a little something unexpected on your next date, like, "Hi, my name's Mike, and I just love biting my toenails." Capiche?
See your dentist. Use as directed when brushing and flossing aren't enough.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. And the snap track is one that you might actually be able to find pretty easily. I got it off the Court Records forums. That's Court Records. I'd give you the address, but really, if you know anything about Phoenix Wright, that's the first site you're going to know about. Well, either way, this person has done a few remixes of Phoenix Wright music before, which I always really appreciate because the music of those games is one of my favorite parts. And this one I thought was really pretty cool. It covers a whole lot of different themes, and it kind of blends them together in an interesting way. It has a lot of energy, which I also really like. But I guess in order to keep this as short as possible, this is by Aoi Shiro, and this is from Yakuten Saiban Appeal, and this is called Mugen Saiban.
We'll be right back.
That was Mugen Saibon by Ali Shiro, which, or from Gakuten Saibon. Though I refer to it as Gakuten Saibon Appeal, I'm not sure, either way. This next track is one that's kind of interesting. It's from a very strange little game. I'd recommend checking it out if you have the chance. And an interesting little soundtrack. This track kind of played in a very sketchy bit, but the sad thing is I like the song, which is the worst part about it, but can't help it. It has a kind of a forlorn sound to it, which I kind of like. But either way, this is from an old Sega CD game called Snatcher, and this is called Innocent Girl. I'd like to thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for more of the same here on the Kaleidoscope Radio Network.
Coast and around the world. This is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.